Well, thank you very much for your comments. Maybe just some quick reflections on that. So, I mean, data is essentially the feedstock for artificial intelligence. So, in terms of what does this all mean for policy, I think yes, there is a question about how we can govern sort of controlled access to real data that could be used either to train or validate models that create synthetic data, or actually real data that could complement synthetic data. And I think the example from the Land and Business Corporation was a really interesting one, that digital electronic register. We don't in the UK yet have a single source of truth of household low carbon technologies. So if you want to go to a single place to find out every home that has installed rooftop solar or has a heat pump or any of those sorts of things, we don't currently have that. We are working on it, but you can see how that information combined with synthetic data and modeling exercises would be really valuable. So I think that's something useful policymakers could do. In relation to synthetic data, we are actually about to publish a technical paper on this, which we would like others to contribute to. Appreciate it may not be exactly the people in this room, but if you know people who have an interest, please send them my way. The technical paper, really, we hope this will start a bit of a global conversation on the development of harmonized standards for synthetic data. And these standards, we hope, would do two things. They would place an obligation on the creators of synthetic data to be transparent about the fidelity and the privacy of that data. And they would also provide information to end users of that synthetic data about how accurate or useful the data is for different end-use applications. So really trying to kind of build that bigger ecosystem that is needed, so it's not just the data itself, but also this thinking. Just a final point on kind of taking a systems view of things. I've been in a number of conversations recently where people have floated the idea about regulating algorithms, making Devora's point earlier about some algorithms being more energy intensive than others is precisely correct. I do think we have to be careful about where we place the burden of the regulation, though. To give a kind of hypothetical example, you may have an AI algorithm with a healthcare application, which actually is extremely effective for a kind of healthcare-related purpose, but is also a very energy-intensive algorithm. Now, if you were to place some kind of burden, if you were to regulate that and say that it actually couldn't be used or couldn't be deployed until it was less energy-intensive, you may actually, within the wider system, if you were to look at the full welfare benefits and account for potential health benefits, you may actually be making a decision that in the round is not a good one. So I think while these issues are extremely important and pertinent, I think this illustrates why we really need to take a systems view of these things.
Just to add on